All right, welcome to Sisters United. All right, today's show is going to be awesome. Well, at this moment, I'm Queenie, and this is
Rita.
Rita. All right, so today's show, Rita is in control. I digress, and you leave. All right. We're waiting on Keisha, waiting on Tammy Little. So in the meantime, in between time, Rita, how have you been doing, girl? What's up?
I am great. I'm just working, just trying to get stuff going. So
well, what you working on? What you working on?
Plus all my projects. I always have a lot of projects going. Building, designing, painting, just everything. Just doing some everything in our quarantine and life. But most importantly, building, growing, establishing my businesses. So that's most of my time. And of course, taking care of family and all of that beautiful stuff. But yeah.
Now, I'm excited about your business. So we'll give a little more time for the other hosts to come in, and I'll do a little impromptu. Get in Rita's business. Okay.
Leave it after the other day.
It is. But ain't nothing wrong with a little harmless, you know, information drop, right? So what you doing, Rita? Tell us about all the things that you do. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Your crafting skills are off the chain, because I was looking at, you did a letter, and I was like, oh, I say I need to get me some, listen, I say, Rita going to see me with my little J on the, on Facebook in a minute. So,
look, I just got a J. My niece trying to take it, because you know her name started with a J, so she's trying to take that one. Because I did some last night, which is the ones behind me. It's kind of like my art therapy. Just kind of when I want to just, you know, be laid back or whatever.
Yeah.
I paint and just, you know, and design them letters or whatever. I think they're cute, so I like stuff.
Oh. Horrible. I was looking, I say, Rita, why don't you hook me up? Or just tell me how to do it. Like, I ain't a Zoom master, okay? But We get on that Zoom, baby, and do a little crafting. There ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, have a virtual craft. Everything virtual these days, so hey.
Everything.
Have a virtual craft session. But yeah, it's really, you know, easy. Like I said, it's just something I like to do. Just kind of give me, in my mind.
Okay.
Well, it's just like a therapy, you know, art is a therapy. So especially when it's, part of who you are and it's part of your DNA art, you know, so it's just part of who you are. So it gives you that tranquility you need. So,
do you have any craft? You know, I'm gonna do it. Do you have any crafting crafts around you that you can show?
Like I said, I just designed the ones that's above me.
Oh, snap! Yes, I like.
I can't see it.
Yes. Now, have you found that during this corona season that your crafting has taken on a new, you know, level?
I think now I have more time to do it versus before being, you know, going to work, doing everything and doing my businesses and everything. I didn't really have time to. I would try to because, like I said, it gives me a sense of calmness or just when I want to, I turn my jazz music on and I start painting or whatever. But in quarantine and I started doing it more because, like I say, it kind of gives, I have the time to do it, you know. You're sitting at home, you got to find stuff to do. But that's just, you know, one of the things I like to do. So craft and design and decorate and all that beautiful stuff. So
yeah, because I'm in love with your crafting, for real.
Really?
Listen, and when, and you know I'm trying to get you at that office back. Listen, let me tell y'all something. Rita's so good with crafting. I clear a wall off in my office just for Rita to have it go. What's going on, Miss Roberts?
Hey, I couldn't get on. My computer wanted to freeze up, and I don't know. I was trying.
Well, best to come on it from the phone. Did you get your phone? Are you on the computer or phone right now?
I'm on my computer.
Okay. Talking about Rita in this crafting.
I know. I want to see her stuff, too.
Yeah, she just showed stuff on her wall. Girl, beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
And it's simple. Because, you know, back in the day when people used to craft, everything used to be gaudy and full of stuff and just so much stuff. Now it's simple, it's sleek, line. You know, everything is so simple and beautiful. Rita got it going on. She going to do me, she going to zoom me in and we're going to do some lettering.
Okay, you like lettering. You friend? And you, she loves letters and stuff like that.
No, I do.
You do real pretty too. I like that.
Yes. I'm going to just throw this shameless
froze.
Jive Turkey Collection. Okay.
You friend? And you,
okay, is everybody stuck?
I'm not stuck.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna throw this little shameless plug. Jive Turkey Collection. Go to my page. My son has been modeling all on his Instagram. My daughter has started modeling the face mask. It is off the chain. All of the artwork is done by me. And boom, that is shop.spreadshirt.com. Okay, / for those of you that can type real fast, / my gospel soul shop. Boom. Y'all know I'm going to post it in the comments. So, Keisha, until we get Rita back, what's going on with you? Talk to me, lady. What you been up to?
Math, math, and more math. And then I'm working on a project with a boutique that just launched or whatever, doing some work for them. So, you know, all I can say is God is good. I mean, God is good.
Have you found yourself, I asked same thing to read, get more into your crafting since COVID, more into your mask, your sewing, your skills have increased, you know, in an area that you wouldn't.
Absolutely. I mean, this sewing machine, I have two, but the one that I use the most, I bought this actually probably about 6 years ago. Maybe about 6 to 7 years ago, because I thought my daughter was going to make doll clothes. Well, she don't like dolls, stuffed animals, like clothes for her stuffed animals. And it had really just been sitting in a box. So I pull it out to him something or something like that, but it has been working overtime. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to do it right and take it to the sewing machine shop to get it all lubed up and, you know, just kind of take care of it because it's surely taking care of me.
Listen, pick me up. Pick me up. I'll put a mask on with social distance in the car. I'll sit in the back seat and because they need to tell me what's wrong with my sewing machine too so I can get busy.
Okay, and it's right over there in Maryland. They really good. I'm telling you, one day service.
All right, sounds good. Okay, Rita, it's in your hands. Oh wait, before you do, are we still having the special guest? Cause are we still?
I didn't know what was what, so I didn't I can text to see if he, you know, if he can come on.
Okay, yeah. Because we're going to push and promote the show. Rita, go.
Well, good morning. So I think our topic kind of came from last week's topic with Keisha being messy. But first, I wanted to give our disclaimer that we're not racist
at all.
This subject may not pertain to all Black men or all Black women. So I don't want nobody to be feeling some kind of way. It's just a topic because we know that it's a very popular topic and it's a very spicy topic, which definitely can venture out to many different directions. However, we want to try to keep it to one specific topic if possible. So the question was on last week, why Black men do not want to date Black women. I know we were pushed for time, so I kind of just did three different topics or scenarios that I think why Black men doesn't like to date Black women. Because we're stereotyped as strong, quote unquote, Black women. And that can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. However, I don't think that's pertaining to, hold on, I'm trying to share this. I don't think that's pertaining to all women. For one, my first thing was intimidated. I think most men are intimidated by Black women due to back in the day, women they counted on men. Like men was the breadwinners, they was the protectors, they was the provider. They went out there and they did. The woman sat at home, made sure the food was cooked, they took care of the children, they took care of the husband or whatever. So when he came home, he had a hot meal and all the nine yards. They depended on men. But nowadays women are just as outgoing and the provider as the men. And I mean, they have degrees. They no longer have to depend on the man the way it was initially done. Now they can go out, get degrees. They accomplish. They have doctoral degrees. And it's kind of, I think the men get intimidated because women is no longer like, hey, I need you. It's like, I want you, but I don't necessarily need you to be the provider, because now women be providing for their own. Most women nowadays, they have their own home, their own car, they own everything. So when you get with them, it's like the men kind of like kind of make you feel less of a man. It's like, okay, so what exactly do you need me for? Because, you know, but that's, like I said, the subject in venture, I'm trying to stay in one line because it can...
But I feel you, Rita. It's hard to stay in one lane with this because it's a couple of lanes that I wanted to take while you were talking. One in particular is when you said they, when the woman is already, when she's working, she's telling her business. Some men don't know what to do with you because they want to be the knight in shining armor. They want to be the provider. And a lot of times, Black men have been lifted up to say, if you can't take care of your house, if you can't take care of your wife. And see, now I think that when both are working and that who is bringing in the money is taken off the table, now we have to be emotionally involved with each other. And a lot of times in our culture, Black men, y'all know that statement, a man ain't supposed to cry. So Black men don't want to engage emotionally. They just want to say, hey, they want to drop the chicken on the table and say, I brought home the chicken. Go ahead and fry it or bake it or saute it or whatever you're going to do with it. And that is what had their chest poked out, their shoulders back, you know, because I brought home the bacon, you know. And so, you know, we are forced to be all the way present in a relationship. And some Black men ain't for that, you know. Hey, you ain't got to work no more. That's why you hear a lot of Black men, you don't have to work no more. My wife don't have to work if she don't want to. And in with me, let me tell you something. My husband, The men he hang with, I ain't gonna go there. But it's about when you can take care of yours. You see what I'm saying? So yeah, I think that it forces men to connect. And since that's a strange thing for them to do, their fathers didn't connect. They didn't see them connect emotionally. They saw them connect through what they could provide. I think it does make it a little rough. Strong, black, independent, hard working, got her own woman. That's my view on it.
Yeah, it can go twofold. So, and nowadays, you know, back then, you know, it was easy for just a man to work and be the provider of the home. He feel like a man, which we would love that in this day and time. I mean, but nowadays you need two incomes to, have the home, especially if you have children. You need two incomes. So it's like, it's not that you're equal, it's just that, you know, you out there working just as much as the man is working, because nowadays, you know, you can have a job, but, you know, sometimes one job in one household, unless you has a high position, is not going to make it. So I think that is, let me just say the three. So, is my thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody disappeared.
Oh.
There y'all go. Y'all can hear me?
Yeah.
Hello?
Can you hear us? We can hear you.
We can hear you.
Can you hear us?
Hello? Y'all can hear me?
Hello?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I don't know what's going on my end. It's like going in and out or something. I was saying that sometimes when both people are going out, then I think my second one was that Black women are not as submissive. Truth be told, Black women are dominant. Black women are strong. And it's a true statement in most cases. However, we're not equal, but at the same time we are strong-minded individuals, but that doesn't take the fact that we can't be submissive, because we can to the right man. We can be submissive. When a man is a leader and he do what he's supposed to do, a Black woman will submit. You know, sometimes the men are bringing it to the table like they should, and they want you to, but at the same time, you're like, bruh, like,
okay,
but then they deem that Black women don't want to be submissive. I think we require that you do what, I had a great father. I think he was top of the line. He showed me what a man's supposed to do. So at the same time, when I require this and you want me to treat you as a king, but yet you're not doing what a king does. So being submissive, I mean, it's not the fact that we're not submissive, but like I said, when you're submissive, you will submit to the right person. And so don't, like I said, we can't put this out on all Black women, because every person is different. But at the same time, it's just who we are. That's just, you can't be intimidated from who we are as women. And at the same time, we do, know what submissive is. Like I said, some people, you know, some men, you think, oh, you need to be more submissive. You'd be like, what exactly does that mean to you? You know, everybody have their own different definitions. And then my third thing was, a lot of men think we are too much, angry, ratchet, ghetto, high maintenance. And like I said, that doesn't go from all women. And they feel we angry. I think some women are, but it's because of the situations they have been through with, quote unquote, Black men. A lot of times women have to step up and be the mother and the father. A lot of times the women have to step up and have to be the provider of the home. And they've went into times and times again, failed relationships from Black men. So they figure they have this, they have this wall up when it comes to Black men, because the men they have dated, it could be the men they have chosen, but they have this wall up. So now every time they want to run into these women, they're angry, they're ratchet, they're ghetto, they high maintenance. And I'm like, so yeah, that's my input. Like I said, it goes twofold from why Black women, men don't date Black women, and it goes why Black men, women would like to date other cultures. Because I wouldn't mind dating outside my culture. I'm not the one that would actually just date Black men. I will venture out into another culture. Well, some of them, another culture. But like I said, it just kind of goes from back history up until now. That was my point.
So you said a whole lot.
Yeah, yes, I'm trying to get
with
it out.
With your messy self.
You started to mess.
But, you know, great point. A woman will, and you know, it's not something that you have to ask a woman. If you have to ask a woman to submit to you, you behind in the game. I mean, that's just how I feel or whatever. You know, I am a very strong Black woman. So, and I'm serious, and that's probably why I'm the age I am and I've never been married. And it's not that I want to run things. I will follow the right man to the end of the earth, but I have to know where we're going. If your stuff not right, how you going to take me somewhere?
Oh, right. My. Don't, you know,
lead me over a cliff. I'm not going. I'm the, I step to the side and let you go ahead and take that dive. Right. You know, you know, and I'm one of those that fall into that category. You know, I have 3 degrees. You know, I'm laid off now, you know, whatever, because of all of this stuff going on or whatever. But, you know, you can't tell me that it's raining cats and dogs and then think I'm gonna go grab a leash so I can wrangle me up one. You know, you know, so, yeah, I'm one of those, but I don't have a problem with submitting, you know, whatever. Or I wouldn't have a problem with, you know, being led, but I've done it. And then I always say, so I'm very close to 50. I've always taken care of me. So you can't meet me today and then tomorrow expect for me to relinquish my reins to you, because that's not going to happen. So it would take a special, a really special kind of guy to understand, you know, whatever. And you know, And I'm not a wanty woman. I'm not a needy one. I mean, I want things, but I'm not a needy woman. So by the time I've, you know, expressed that I'm interested or want something or whatever, I probably already have it, you know, because that's the way that I am or whatever. And it is intimidating to a lot of guys that I meet. I get told so many times, you want to be the man and the woman. No, I just want you to be the man that can handle me.
Right.
You know, whatever. And, so if we're having this conversation, it's apparent that you're not him.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But, you know, I mean, I just believe in love. I prefer a Black man. I mean, I have dated outside my race before, you know, a Hispanic guy, but, you know, or whatever, when I was younger. But, you know, I have friends of all different, you know, ethnicities, Asian, you know, white, you know, African, Indian, you know, whatever. I just like people, you know. So I wouldn't really count anybody out, but my preference is a 6'4" and up Black man, as dark as my shirt.
Wow.
That's plus 300 pounds. That's my man. That's what I like, you know, whatever. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I want to share. It says they have had to be, Black women have had to be strong because Black men have often ran or neglected their responsibility. Okay.
That's somebody comment?
That's somebody's comment. And another comment is, quit creating soul ties with promise breakers. I know who commented that.
Come on, that's another subject for another day.
Listen, but I wanted to say something since I wanted to say, because it's something Keisha said, which is true. And I'm going to just go back through, because Rita said so much. She always, you want to tell, say Keisha missed, but you said so much on the slide and real quick.
I know.
But I caught some of it. Let's where are you leading? Or where are you leading? It amazes me how a lot of men, and sometimes, okay, if you've heard this, you know what I'm saying. I'm a man. You ain't going to talk to me like that. I'm a man. You know? And I'm like, first of all, who are you trying to convince?
Okay. Right. If you have,
I mean, why are we, why do we have a flag? I'm a man. I'm a strong man. You just don't want me. You always look at why women don't never want a good man and all this kind of stuff. Listen, where are you going? Where are you?
Exactly.
A good woman does not, a strong woman does not want to, she'll have to dumb down and she'll have to, present herself as weak in order to be with a man that has no guidance. I mean, or has no direction, has no vision, has no plan. She's going to have to compensate for where he lacks. You get what I'm saying? And when people say, well, you want to be the man and the woman. Well, if I get with you, I'm going to have to be a little bit of the man and the woman because you are missing some areas. And like Rita said, when you come from a place where you have experienced a real man as far as your father or your grandfather, you know the characteristics of a real man, you are not going to settle. You're not going to settle. And it trips me out how men want to, like Rita said, get to insulting you and telling you you got daddy issues. Oh, you need to forget about what your dad and this did get with it. Listen. You ought to thank God that we know what a real man looks like.
Okay.
You ought to thank God that we have some standards. But as soon as we lower standards, get ghetto, get crazy and ratchet, then all of a sudden there you go on another
angry black woman.
Yeah. Now you're an angry black woman. Now look at you on food stamps. Soon as we, now, because I want to say this because a lot of men, they want to break you all the way down to their level, get you off your job. You don't have to work. Get you so invested in them and then turn around and dog you out. Look at you. You used to care about how you, when I met you, you had this. When I met you, you did this. But, that's why I say, as black women, we have to continue to be strong and keep that level up. Because if you begin to compromise, you spend the rest of your life compromising. And let me tell you something. Getting in that shower crying because you didn't attach yourself to somebody, to somebody that don't know how to lead is a horrible feeling. And leading, I want to throw this in there, it's not about how much money you make.
No, right. It's not.
Leading, right. Not about how little her income is.
That's
you
right.
You know what I'm saying? Because you got some black men that want to be Captain Save a Saint or Captain, because I don't use that other word, Captain Save a Lady. Captain Save, you want to be the Savior. Jesus is the Savior.
Right. Come on.
You want to be with your best friend. You want to be with that woman that even when you down and out, she's there for you.
Right.
When you don't, when the funds get low, she can reach on over into that pocketbook and pull out a couple of hundred. You want to
be with one. Okay.
Ride or die. You know, a lot of people say ride or die. I'm serious. You want to be with that one. A lot of men are looking for, ooh, she look good. Oh, she shaped. Oh, she got a bomb body. You know how they talk about it. Oh, she fine, but she can't pray you through a storm. She can't. Come on. You know, don't you around your mama and your mama sick. She can't stand none of your siblings or none of your family. First of all, that's your red flag. I just want to let you know. Yes. She can't listen. She don't care if you eat. She don't care if you, you know, because you're going to get old one day. You understand me? She don't care. Right. You want the trophy. You get what I'm saying? That so-called trophy wise. Because, baby, listen. I guess because you're only good for standing there. Let's move on.
This is what they call eye candy.
Yeah, eye candy. All you good for is to look at. But you don't want to, but the hard working woman that whose feet hurt, you know, who don't work and did what she did to establish herself, she done showed you that she one of them women that'll last through the test of time, that'll stand, that'll go through the hard times. I always tell folks, don't pass up a woman. This dude told me one time, well, you live in the projects, because I was living in housing. And I wouldn't deal with you. Well, that's because you ain't the right one for me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You got to be able, just like we got to be able to see the potential in you, you got to be able to see the potential in your mate.
Come on now.
Because guess what? Guess what? You might get together and become multimillionaires. You might get together. Come on. And be that combination, because it said that you are the rib. The woman is the rib and the man is the rib cage. Okay? Right? The rib cage protect all the vital organs. I'm sorry to go into this sermon, but I got to help somebody out. Okay? We are the rib. We are in there with protecting the vital organs, everything that's important. Okay? So you can't function. With you functioning unprotected when you don't have that right one. And Rita said, you got to be that right one.
The right one.
The right one. For the right one, I will submit. I'm not submitting to Cleophas and Bootley Farnsworth. I ain't submitting to Pookie and Pee Wee. I'm not submitting
she said to you
on a baller on a budget and all this kind of stuff. You live at your mama house and my mama live with me. You live at your mama house. Really got me being missed.
Rita, okay, I was about to say
petty.
I'm just being real because they don't want us to say anything about how they put us in a box. But they want to say everything that's wrong with a black woman. Oh, she got an attitude. I got an attitude because Pookie keeps showing up.
We have a right. You know, we have a right to be angry if we want to. That's how I feel like, you know, in a way or whatever. If anybody has a right to be angry, it's us. Because if you think about it, just from all the way back, we are the ones that hold everything, you know, the weight on our shoulders.
That's
so
right.
If I want to be mad sometime, it's okay.
Be right back.
Okay, it's okay. You know, it's just, you know, I can't stand the, and then if you see me angry all the time and I'm not an angry person, then, you know, it's probably you. And the mess that you did dealing up, you know, I don't know. I feel like it's, you know, it's somebody for somebody. God knows that I'm a real special one. I'm a real special one. So it's taking him a little bit longer to craft that one for me. He put him together. And, you know, it might not be the package that I expect. It might not be that 6'4", 6'8", 6'7".
Right.
You know, whatever.
Don't miss your blessing looking for the package.
Okay, looking for the package, all right? So that might not be what it is, but, you know, I know that, you know, I deserve. But I don't want a project. At this point in my life, I don't want a project. I don't want somebody. Now, don't get me wrong, because, I tell women all the time, you have to, you know, many black men are so broken, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. So they come into all situations a lot of the times, not all of them, but many, expecting to be you know, talked to a certain way, viewed a certain way or whatever, you know, so you have to, you know, uplift, you know, just like you expect a compliment.
Right.
You know, you have to compliment your man, you know, or whatever. Right. You have to uplift them or whatever, but some of them are not in the receiving mode. They don't, you know, or whatever. And that's a project. I don't want a project.
I think nowadays sometimes you have to just wait for the right one. I mean,
I always say, the Bible said, man that finds a wife finds a good thing. It ain't my job to look for him.
Right.
He's supposed to be looking for me.
Preach.
And so my thing is just to be presentable, you know what I'm saying, to make myself presentable and, you know, available for that time. I ain't looking for no man.
Right.
But when he finds me, I'll know who he is.
Right. And also, I think when we were talking about the submissive part, like I said, I always come from the biblical standpoint. And I think in order for a woman to be able to submit to the man have to first submit to God. He can't give you direction because the Bible even tells you that the man is over the woman, and and God is over man. But a lot of times when that has been one of my issues. Like my first and foremost, in order for you to lead me, you have to be following God. I mean, because you expect me to submit to you, but you won't submit to God. And I think that's a huge red flag. And I know a lot of the men you run into nowadays, the relationships, I know a lot of times people think they like, oh, your standards or whatever. I'm like, it's not a lot. You know, because like I said, you know, when we talk about submissive, about the woman being submissive, I'm like, they have a problem with the woman being submissive, but they won't submit to God. How are you going to lead me? Where are you leading me to? Because as a woman, I look for you to be my covering. Yeah. I want to submit to you as being my covering, but who are you following? I mean, we need directions in life. We need guidance in this life. But at the same time, I have to know for my good, for my sake, okay, I'm following you. I got to trust the God that's in you. I got to trust you as a man to be, I want to be able to, women don't want to wear a cape all the time and being superwoman.
I know that's right.
I want to be able to digress and be like, hey,
you got it.
Yeah. I mean, you want to be able to just take care of the home. You just want to be able to, you know, build your empire, taking care of your home, working your business, doing your thing, and while your husband handling the business. But at the same time, like I said, but when we have that mentality, when we have a business mind mentality, when we have accomplishments or goals, it's like, oh, y'all too much. How? I'm like, and that's what people will tell me, like, I'm like, how is that too much? It's just one goal. It's one, a person that can lead you, a person that can follow you. Because it said the blind lead the blind, they're both following this. So if you don't know where to take me and I'm following you, guess what? We could both end up in the ditch because I have no, I have no mind of my own. I'm just following you, trusting that you, but I got to know who you following, because at the end of the day, we're going to both be in the ditch. And that's not what's up for me. I'm sorry.
I know that's right.
What's so powerful about what you're saying is a lot of women have never experienced a leader. So it's like you can't recognize one. I mean, if I want to talk about it from that aspect, you know, because I don't want anybody to get confused. A real woman, like a woman that loves God, we want a leader. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And black men need to know that we want a leader. You get what I'm saying? It's just that God tells us in his word about our value. So why would we take everything that God has perfected in us and has shown us and then just hand it off, you know, to a mess? You get what I'm saying?
Casting them pearls to swine, baby. You don't do it.
And another thing is, you know, when we talk about submission, a lot of women don't understand what submission really is. They think submission is do whatever he tell you to do. you know, do whatever. That's not submission. Submission, it's, and then plus it says to submit to each other. It don't say you submit to him and do. It did say obey him. Okay, I want to help somebody. It did say if he said, okay, we're not going to do that this month, we're not going to do that. You get what I'm saying? And you, as a woman of God, have to be okay with that. Some women like, I'm grown. My dad is blah, 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 blah. But listen, you leave your father and your mother. That's both of them. You leave them and you cling to each other. But see, you can't get even to that level unless you're with the right person.
Right.
It's be chaotic. It's going to always be a problem. It's going to always, you know, be push and pull. And then, too, I want to talk about healing. You know, a lot of people think, well, you need to get healed before you get married. A lot of your healing comes when you're in place with your rib cage. A lot of a man's healing happens when he is finally with the woman that God made for him. You understand me? A lot of folk want to get prepared mentally and all this stuff before they get married. But a lot of things, a lot of curses are broken off your life when the real man show up. A lot of broken places in your life heal when he shows up. He shows you what protection is. He shows you how a man's supposed to handle a house. He shows you that you don't have to worry no more. He shows you. God uses him to show you his love. But a lot of women say, you got to be ready and healed. It ain't his responsibility to heal you, but he is a part of the process. He is the right one. He is a part of the process. The wrong one will cause more damage, will wreak more havoc, you know. When we talk about our black men, we have a right to, because we're black women. We have a right to say what we need. We have a right to say we had to become protective over the household until our men matured, grew up, received Jesus Christ. Got, you know, even some of them out there right now at 40 and 50 years old, still at the cafe and the clubs, still drinking, still cussing, still trying to be a player. You know, it's a time and a place where God will bring the two into submission. That's why I say, wait on God. Wait on. Some folks say, well, you just keep waiting and I'll listen. It's been too long. You need to go ahead and do this. Wait on God.
Wait on.
I let folks talk you into just getting with somebody, and before you know it, everything is subtracting instead of multiplying.
Yeah.
Everything you work for is in the trash. Everything that you get what I'm saying? When you get one, everything you work for gonna increase. He gonna bring something to the table, if not the table. Come on. You bringing the food, he gonna bring the table. Come on, he gonna put chairs at the table. He gonna put the house around the table. Come on, and bring the dining room with him. Come on. But we have to understand that we need each other.
Right.
We gotta stop walking around talking about we don't need each other. One more, y'all. I'm sorry, Rita gets me started. He put Adam to sleep. I'm gonna get his nugget. He created everything and gave Adam a job, right? And then he put Adam to sleep. He said, Adam, I don't even want you involved in what I'm about to do, but I need to make you a mate because you don't need to be alone. You will be no good by yourself. And then he formed Eve. He didn't ask Adam. Adam, do you want Eve had to be long? Do you want Eve to have big hips? Do
Come
you
on
want
now.
Any waist? Do you want a short 5'2" or 6'7"? What do you want? He didn't. He put Adam to sleep, and he gave Adam. He formed what Adam needed. I tried not to preach, but here it is. He formed what Adam needed. But get this, look at the order. He gave Adam a job first. Then he gave Adam instruction. Then he gave him his help. I just wanted to, boom, I'm out. Go ahead.
Okay, on something you had said about the woman, about the relationship and the healing process, I think a man has to also be in place for a woman like that. Because I always say that you need to allow healing before you go into another relationship, or you need to allow healing before, man, because if not, you'll bring a lot of the baggage. You're going to bring your trust issues. You're going to bring all of the whole 9 yards or whatever you dealt with the men before that. You don't meant your soulmate, but you're going to ruin it, because if you don't, because first off, you going on a clean slate. But if you bring that extra in, you have, I just believe that you have to get all of that at least somewhat out your system, because at this point,
One thing I hear that, and it sound real good. It sound real good, but let's be real. We don't heal all the way before we find that man.
Not all the way, but if you jumping from
I understand what Rita. I understand that, but I'm saying
rebound relationships.
Yeah, but we got to make sure, because
you're ruining each other.
I'm happily married right now. I mean, just happily married, but it's something that I thought I was healed from, that my husband showed me, because I used to say that too. Oh, I got to get completely. Oh, I'm going to be by myself. And I'm just, but it's some things that God allowed him to correct. Do you get what I'm saying? And that is part of that healing. You'll say, okay, I went to counseling, I got here, I'm done, I'm free, but you're by yourself. They have to be tried and tested. Okay, so now I'm in a relationship. So what happens is God shows you, he say, now that I've started, because that's starting the healing process. When that good man come in there, the rib cage come in, and y'all connect, it's different grooves and stuff that have to, it's things that got to be knocked off of you. You have to adjust, and you have to say, wow, I never, because it's things that lay dormant that you don't.
Right. It's things that you suppress.
Until you get into that new relationship. That's why when people say that, I say, hold on. There's no way some of the things can be healed until you see a new way of doing it. A new way of, if you never knew how to love. You get what I'm saying? If you never knew how to love in a relationship, you got to get in a relationship to actually learn how to love. That is a part of the healing process, because it breaks walls down. It breaks down old habits. It breaks down, like Keisha said, like we were saying earlier, I would love to sit all of this down and let you have it. But have you ever tried to do it? Have you ever been in a relationship and had to try to relax? I tried to relax and couldn't do it. I had to get up and get it done. And my husband had to tell me, hey, I got that. Shut out. So I agree with you to a certain extent.
What?
But it's a lot of healing that happens when your mate, you're the right one, like you said earlier, when the right one comes along, it's some healing that happens when they come along.
Somebody trying to come in on the video, they saying they can't come in.
Well, I see a couple. This has been.
I think I don't know if they have to join a group, because somebody told me that too, that the comments don't work. But I'm seeing.
Seeing comments.
Okay. They have to go into StreamYard in order to comment on this, because you have to give StreamYard permission to be able to be able to see your comments and so forth if you're listening through Facebook.
We're on a lot of pages, so I'm seeing comments from people. They commented on Facebook. It's popping up in the comments. Porcelain Vaughn, her comment. Facebook user, it just says Facebook user. Comment says, most men don't know how to lead because they didn't have an example to follow. All right, we could chop up on that. because that's true.
That is true. Well, and people just
that's where the permission comes from.
Go ahead, Tammy.
I'm sorry. I was saying that's where the permission comes from, because you can't see who's actually commenting unless you give StreamYard permission to be to post your name.
Okay. I guess because like I have some comments on my end from where they come in and when I share my post.
Yeah.
So I have questions from this end.
Okay, go ahead, Keisha.
Oh, I was gonna say, you know, people only do what they know how to do. So if you come from a house or you raised in and you don't know it's wrong, because I mean it's just the way that it is. You know, I always use an example that if you live in a house, you never allowed out of what you see, and everybody walks backwards. When you take your first step out that door, which way you going?
Huh.
You gonna come out backwards.
Come
you
on.
Know, so a lot, you know, you may not know that you're not being led correctly or incorrectly. You're just doing what you see, you know. So, but that's the truth. You know, a lot of men, they have their mamas, you know, who sometimes take stuff or whatever from people or allow things or whatever just to kind of, you know, make, you know, just to be able to survive, you know what I'm saying, or whatever, just dealing with people so that they can do. I'm just really grateful that I come from a long line of strong Black women. I do, you know, or whatever. And, like my grandfather, you know, whatever, my grandfather is my example of what a man was. You know, my grandfather was, you know, really, he took care of his family and, you know, just everything. But there are a lot of people that don't get it.
Yeah.
Who have fathers right there with them, you know, whatever. But they grew up with a daddy that was taking them to the woman's house. You know, the other woman's house, then coming home to the, you know, the mamas or whatever. I mean, what are you teaching your child? You know, never saw their father pray for nobody. Never saw their father pray. You know, just start eating, don't bless the food, you know, whatever. Some people don't have that meal.
You don't have, yeah.
You know, yeah. So you have to, you know, in conversation, you just have to talk and know what you're dealing with.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever, and decide if that's something that's for you or something that you're going to, you know, deal with or whatever. I felt like I've dealt with a whole lot, you know, in my life. I've allowed or whatever, and I'm just not willing to, like somebody mentioned, dumb yourself down. I'm not willing to do that.
Amen.
You know, whatever, you know, and I don't think that I've never been told, I don't think that I make anybody feel, you know, in any kind of way, you know, I'm not that kind of person where I this and I have and I, you know, whatever. I'm not that kind of person, but you know, you can't just tell me anything and, you know, expect for me to just run with it. I love research. I would research a thing to where to pinpoint to it, you know, whatever. That's just me. And it's not because I don't believe you. It's just because it keeps coming up in my head. So some about it is missing. So I have to see for myself.
Yeah. Oh, Rita, that comment was from Matt Brooks. Matt Brooks.
Yeah, and I have two other people, I guess, commenting on what I've shared. But I guess they can't. I guess y'all can't see the comments because they saying that they can't comment. But I did have one person that had a question. But I seen Matt Brooks. I seen his comments on the thing coming up. But one person asked a question. They said, why do the more educated and financially successful Black men choose women outside their race?
We need some men to come up with that one.
Yo, Matt,
maybe it has to do with a prize. Maybe they feel like, you know, okay. Maybe they feel like I've been around my mama, Black women all my life or whatever. I want a prize now or whatever. I've always done this. I want a prize. But I mean, you know. In my family, we the whole Rainbow Coalition. You might get, you know, whatever, anybody, you know, over here. My mama's thing was always, you know, I don't care who you date. I don't care if they black, white. She even said a cyclops one time. He can have one eye in the middle of his forehead. As long as he treats you good, you know, that's what my mama said. It don't matter to her, you know, somebody that's gonna treat me good and you know, like, you know, make me happy, you know, like for the most part or whatever, and we be happy together. So that's more important than anything, you know. So I didn't grow up in a family where, you know, like, oh, you gotta stay with somebody in your own race or, you know, or whatever. You know, I didn't grow up like that.
But so, we have a comment that some people look at it as a status symbol.
Yes. Yes. The pride. Yes.
Yeah. And I also think it also depends on what type of women that they're dating. If they, like you said, it could be a status symbol, or at the same time, if you're financially, because you got a lot of educated and financially stable black women. Now, if you don't want nobody on the same level as you, is that an issue by her being black and being on the same level as you? Because like I said, there's a lot of women that's financially stable, has great positions and educated. So you can't say all women are ratchet and ghetto in the hood, because you have women out here making it happen. And if you want one now, if that's the women you're not choosing, because you want to be, I mean, because some men, they feel like you want to be equally yoked. So if you consider that being equally yoked, then quit choosing people that's less than your status. I mean, or like you said, it could be a symbol, like, you know, because yeah. I guess when you black women and you're educated and financially stable, you know, so they intimidated by that, but it's okay. I mean, I think it's that person's preference and what type of women that they're choosing. Not every woman, like I said, is ghetto. Not every woman is ratchet. Now, if that's who you attracted to, that's not our problem.
Ooh, I love this comment. This Facebook user said, men like damsels in distress, sometimes you could be too strong. I say that all the time about me. I am not a damsel in distress. but I'm not one. I hear women say, I don't need a man. You need one. You know, whatever, because it's just that was God's design, you know, whatever. You know, you need a help mate or whatever, but I'm not a damsel in distress. I change my own tire. I get out there and change my brake pads, my spark plugs. I change my oil. I grew up like that. My grandfather was a mechanic. I'm just saying, it's some stuff that they feel like I needed to know. So.
Yeah,
okay.
We haven't heard from Tammy. Tammy, you
want to
share something on this topic?
Well, I don't think in some cases that is necessarily they don't want a black woman, or that woman don't want a black man when they get in their status. I think it's just who you're around. You have a tendency to date who's accessible to you. So when you get so high, sometimes those other people are not accessible to you, or it's not as many that's accessible to you. I mean, it's just, and then too, you got to see how they grew up as well. I mean, if you use the example of the Serena and Venus sisters, they end up dating outside their race, because every black man, well, not every black man, but a lot of black men were saying, "Ooh, those are ugly girls," because they some people didn't think they was the most attractive women out there. And so when they got of the status to start making the money and so forth, and then they was ready to settle down, they was lonely, because the reality is you get lonely, you know. And I agree 100%. Everybody that runs around here hollering about they don't want nobody, they don't need nobody, sometimes they do that as a defense mechanism to convince themselves that they're okay by themselves and they don't need anybody. Yeah. So when they get to that status of where they want somebody, and they get to a status that they're at in their career, And now they want to deal with their personal life. When they look around, they look to the left, look to the right. There's nobody around. And then they can remember back in the day where, you know, that black man said, oh, that show was an ugly woman. I mean, we're just going to be realistic, you know, that they thought these women were not very attractive women. And sometimes money makes you look better than what you look like. And Steve Harvey, you know, Steve Harvey without all the suits on, he looks like a totally different man. When he puts the suits on, he looked like a distinguished gentleman. And girl, he's so fine. He's so fine. But before he had those suits, when you're hollering about how fine he was, you know. So, I mean, I think it's more of accessibility. Yes, it can be that I want that white woman because now I got that I want that trophy wife, that Barbie doll look, because that's what society tells me that that's what's acceptable for me once I got to that particular status. So it's a various of different reasons of why, you know, but I think some of it does boil down to that they want that statue. I think some of it boils down to that it's not, that people are not accessible, or they start to think they're too high and mighty for that sister right there, that woman that they dealt with from the hood or what have you, because you get some men that, or some women that rock with the same person all this time, and then when they get of status, they push that woman or that man to the side. So it's so many different reasons why people get with the other person. And I'm a type of person like this: whenever you do anything in life, you better have a why, because sometimes if you step back and look at the why, you wouldn't do certain things if you understand the why, because it might be an underlying issue that you have there, the why, reason why you choose who you choose.
All right, come on through, Tammy.
Yeah, come through.
Good. Oh, that was good. Yay.
Yes, yeah, ma'am.
I never even thought about it. That's a whole nother spin on it, Tammy put.
That is true.
Tell it. But I mean, it's so many different. Like Rita was saying in the beginning, it's so many different aspects of this whole thing, you know. And, I remember I said I was going to share this. My son, not to call him out.
So good.
When they were in school, all they would date was Hispanic or white girl. And, one of my sons came home one day and he said, Mama, do you have a problem with me dating outside of, you know, dating Hispanic girl? And I was like, are you in love or do you like Hispanic? You know, just some questions. I say, when you look at it, do you see a Hispanic girl? Do you just see a girl you crushing on? And he said, I just see a girl I'm crushing on. I say, well, who put color in? And of course, he told me who did, but I was like, listen, it's about being happy, you know. Now, I did come up where I heard keep black, you know, and if a man dated outside of his race, he didn't like his mama, you know, it was so much stuff. He had a problem with his mama, you know, he don't want to, you know. But it's just some black people who just love black people. They are pro-black, you know, and nothing's wrong. You know, now operating in hate, then you got problems, a serious problem. But everybody has preferences. Now I had a son come back and say, Mama, I'll never date a white girl again. He say, I look at my mama and I want a beautiful black woman like my mama. Okay, that's his preference. You see what I'm saying? But I never told him, don't you bring, you get what I'm saying? Don't you
bring.
Because ultimately, I'm not going home with you. You get what I'm saying? Whoever you choose got to have them babies. You know, whoever you choose got to put up with you. You know, and that putting up with you ain't got nothing to do with your color. It got something to do with your tolerance. Okay?
Right.
So, you know, I think this topic is very, very good. We had a comment. Oh, it looks like my husband made a comment. I'll put it on the screen. He says, let's see. What did he say? Insecurities destroy a lot of relationships for men and women.
JD say, if she can't use your code, don't bring her home.
Oh my God, my husband is ridiculous. Baby, I'm gonna say it, but I'm gonna leave him alone. Cause he is, let me tell you something about pro black. My husband's pro black. Yeah, he's pro black. And I love him. I love you, honey. Let's move on. Insecurities destroy a lot of relationships. That's true. Insecurities do destroy a lot of relationships. A lot of relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Man, yes, they do. Yes, they do. Anybody else sharing any comments?
I think that's, I don't have any more.
We got one more that says that what my brother said, my mom told him, that is so funny. Oh.
About the, I never heard that before. That is funny.
Never heard that before.
Me either.
Can I want to comment real quick. It was a previous part of the conversation, and you was talking about not bringing in baggage into the other relationships, or don't bring baggage into your relationship, and dealing with your own demons before, you know, you bring somebody else in your mix. I just want to highlight that, you know, I mean, I always like to take it in a big biblical spiritual area, that if you wait on the Lord and lean not to your own understanding, you don't have to guess. You don't have to guesstimate when's a good time, or when do I feel like it's okay, or how long do I have to be by myself in order to heal. If you seek his face, then he's going to do the healing for you, and he's going to put you in a position that he's going to bring somebody into your life that can help you with that healing, because the reality is we all hurt, we're all broken, we're all dysfunctional. People talk about dysfunctional families. In the reality, there's no such thing as a completely functional family. Everybody has their skeletons, everybody has their demons and so forth. So if you lean to him and not to your own understanding, you'll be all right. And he's going to bring you somebody that's going to help to break up that ground and give you that healing, and as well as you bringing that healing to them, because they're going to come to the relationship with some kind of baggage. But you have to find a level. In order to find that level, if you seek God's faith, you'll be all right.
Amen.
Yeah, I like that. Tammy is on it today, y'all. She on it. And it's okay. Just, you know, because always I love, people say a lot of things that sound good. And I'm one of those reality preachers. It sounds good. I call it razzle dazzle. My husband laughs at me. I say, baby, they go that razzle dazzle. I say, that is not, it sounds good. It sounds good. But it's different when you got to walk that out. And like right. Tim, we all got things that we'll work. We are a work in progress, in process.
Right.
In progress, but in process. So even, I've seen married couples who go through counseling the first 6 months. I see married couples that stay in counseling, you know, but he loves her so much that he wants to want her healed. She loves him so much that she's in there for the long haul. And she took, folks, y'all know what you with him for, and I don't know. And guess what? They walk
in gotta know.
Journey out together. You right. Get what I'm saying? Then you got those that are dealing in the black community. We're dealing with a lot of men and women who are dealing with mental illness. They're dealing with so much stuff going on. So like Tim says, it's different things happening. So we have to trust God. We have to wait on God. You have to allow God to come in and make sure, hey, this is, let me tell y'all something. My husband found me. And guess what? He called me crazy sometimes. I call him crazy sometimes, you know. He jump over into JD and I say, bring him back. Bring my husband back to me. You know, they jump out. Listen,
that's a good one.
Over into over in the Nene. They used to call me Nene back in the day, or whatever, Spooky or whatever. And he had to say, "Hey, hey, 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 where my wife at? Where she at?" You feel what I'm saying? But me and him can do that with each other because God put us together. You get what I'm saying? You, it's that right person. Going back to what Rita said, this girl said got some notes.
Mm-hmm.
For the right person. That's a part of submission. That's a part of submitting to that voice. You know how they say Incredible Hulk? You know, it's that one woman that can make Incredible Hulk turn back to David Banner. Come on. It's a person that's designated to handle your crisis. I'm going to just put it out there. It's a person designated for you. You get what I'm saying? And I don't care how perfect we think we can get before we get married. It's a little crazy in us all. And God has designed you for, the Bible say that God made the woman for the man, not the man for the woman. You get what I'm saying? Once we take God's order for things, you'll find yourself, like Keith said, you'll find yourself relaxing. You'll find yourself putting your feet up. You'll find yourself saying, I can take off all of this, these bags, and I can throw them in the trash. You'll find yourself saying, I can go ahead, and like the women at Brewster Place, and tear this wall on down. And guess what? He'll be standing right there with you to help you tear that wall down, you know? But it's somebody designated for that. It's somebody designated.
That's right.
Part of the life.
And we
be so crazy. Because let me tell you something. If we can't even get ready when we come to God, some folk, I ain't ready to come to God. How can you get ready? How can you get ready? For real. You and he do the work. Do you hear what I'm saying? So it is a relationships. Our black men have been so torn down. Our black men have been so, not saying that black women haven't, but we're talking about our black men, you know. They have been through things. I saw my father go through some things. My son have went through some things. You get what I'm saying? They have seen some things. And like somebody posted a comment, the examples wasn't there for a lot of people, for a lot of men. You get what I'm saying? But like I say, women, wait for that, for your man to find you. And that's who you help do the work with. That's who you help walk this thing out with. You see what I'm saying? But that's the one that God sent you though. Not the one you chose as a project.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's a lot.
All right, y'all. Let's get ready to sign off. This has been a very, very good show today.
Yeah.
So let's start with Tammy. Go ahead and sign off, Tammy.
All righty. I want to thank everybody for getting on with us, listening to the topics we bring about, listening to our sides, understand that we're not going to all agree, but we should agree to disagree and respect one another's input and experience and what they have to say about the situation. And that's what the show is all about. Sisters uniting in the midst of our differences. So thank you so much for watching. Continue to come back and see us every single Wednesday at 10 o'clock. Make sure that you get to my website to order my book today. Why Your Refund Is So Low is designed for those business owners who are in their first stages, so you're not gut punched when it's time to file your taxes and you don't understand what the world happened for the year. So this book is going to help you catapult you to that area of understanding. Go to the website, www.tammielly, just like my name, Tammy M. Lily.com. Thank you so much, ladies. Love you all. Be blessed.
All right, Keisha, go ahead and sign out for us.
All right. Thanks once again. Go over to our Sisters United talk show page. like the page, meet us there Wednesdays, 10 o'clock, so that you can see what we have going on for that day or whatever. Love the topic today. Rita, you did, I mean, you got in there today or whatever. Really good show today. So look forward to y'all joining us next week. Keisha Robinson signing off to then.
All right, go ahead. Rita was our messy topic bringer today.
Yes.
Well, Keisha started it. Let me invented from one of her topics from last week, but I want to just thank everybody for joining in today. It was a very spicy, interesting subject. That, like I said, we was trying to keep it in one perspective, but that was kind of almost impossible. But just again, to give our disclaimer, we are not racist. We are not men bashers. We just discussing a very popular topic that kind of goes around in this society of the day. So remember our disclaimer. So we want to just thank you for joining us today. We're here every Wednesday at 10 a.m. with a different topic, talking about things that's concerning women or subjects or topics we love to talk about. Like Miss Tamara Lily said, we're sisters united even in our differences, talking about things that just kind of concern women. So if you have any topics or subjects you want to discuss, go to our Sisters United page and please put some topics or inbox any one of us and we will try to put it on the list. Okay, so again, thank you for coming and joining us today. Signing off, Rita Nelson.
Okay, listen, we're going to raffle off this beautiful Sisters United tote, okay? So make sure that you keep your eyes posted on the page. We're going to be raffling off this tote, all right? We want you to have it. Yes, we do. We'll be posting a question. So you're going to have to watch this show. We're going to be posting a question out of the conversation that was shared on this show. Keisha might post the question. You never know. I'm not going to tell you who's going to do it, but you need to watch that page and see what's going to be posted, and so you can win this bag. For those of you that want a Sisters United shirt, you can't have this one, but you can go. You can go to shop.spreadshirts.com/. You heard me say it. / I don't know which. My Gospel Soul Shop. Boom. Shop.spreadshirts.com/. One of them. My Gospel Soul Shop. Check it out. And don't forget to check out the Jive Turkey Collection. Who cares? God cares. We love you. We out. Peace.
All right.